Hello and welcome to the Boat Briefing Podcast. I'm Caroline White, editor of Boat International, and today I'm joined by our Superyachts and Special Projects editor, Risa Mull, to reveal the winners of the World Superyacht Awards 2026. Risa, lovely to have you with us.
Great, it's lovely to be here.
So Risa documents all of the judging and creates all the content for the awards, so she is literally in the room where it happens, and she should have a few insights as we go through the boats. As you listen to this, the great and the good of the superyacht industry will be celebrating in style at the awards in Venice, or possibly waking up with slightly sore heads, depending on your time zone. The awards, which are held at the beautiful historic Arsenale, remain the uncontested apex of the big boat world, the Oscars of the genre, if you will, honouring the vision, craftsmanship and ingenuity that continue to drive yachting forward. Crucially, the World Superyacht Awards is the only peer-reviewed award ceremony in the industry, and the judging panel is made up of current and former superyacht owners, bringing with them collectively hundreds of years of experience in owning, running and managing superyachts. These guys work tirelessly to ensure the finest yachts win out, travelling the world to visit boats and poring over photography and statements. Aside from our judges, we'd also like to take this opportunity to thank our sponsors, partners and supporters. In particular, our gratitude to the Mayor of Venice and also our headline sponsors, the Italian Sea Group and Aquera Club, whose support throughout has been vital to the success of these awards. Now, to the boats themselves. Each year, the calibre of the entries astounds all of us who are involved with the awards, and 2026 is no exception, with 57 finalists each standing out in their own way. Risa, shall we dive right in with the first winner?
Yeah, let's go for it.
Okay, so in the refitted yachts category, Risa, would you like to read out the winner?
So the winner among the refitted yachts was Solus, a 57-meter originally built by FedShip, and originally it had naval architecture and exterior design by FedShip, of course. It was refitted at Pendennis Shipyard, who did the naval architecture and exterior design for the refit, and the interior design came from Vickers Studio.
So this is actually this yacht's second World Superyacht Award. She first won in 2005 when she was delivered as Twizzle. So some of you may be familiar with that beautiful boat. The refit respected and amplified the integrity of her original interior design. And John Vickers, as Risa mentioned, and his team at Vickers Studio were involved with the original build and they were brought back for the refit. So rather than reinventing her design, they focused on refining her understated elegance and creating a space that feels really like a home while retaining that kind of classic charm.
I think it's so special that you were able to have the original designers come back and do the refit. And a lot of the judges really appreciated this, with one of them saying, she's 20 years old, but you wouldn't know it. I think they thought that the refit was really sympathetic to the original design, which makes sense considering it was for the interior, the original designers as well. Yeah. And the judges just really liked this boat because they thought that the refit was able to put it back as she was delivered, but then improve upon her exponentially. And they found that really lovely. The refit was also important because it prepared Solus for extended travel in remote and uncharted regions. She is about to embark on a 4-year circumnavigation, which I'm very jealous. Can we go? And I think, you know, this refit just really ticked all the boxes in terms of, you know, prestigious original yacht that was brought back in a lovely way and ready for modern times and some big travels.
Amazing. Okay, well, let's move swiftly on to rebuilt yachts. So the winner in this category, Risa, would you like to read this one first as well?
Sure. The winner was Moonstone, a 79.2-meter yacht originally built by Delta, and she was refitted at Amos Refit. The original naval architecture came from Delta. The new naval architecture came from Damen Yachting. And the exterior design originally came from Espinoño with the new updates from Harrison Eidsgaard. The interior design for the refit was also by Harrison Eidsgaard.
So the core of this project was a 7.2-meter transom extension, which was added to accommodate a new wellness center and pool, which sounds amazing. But actually, the extra length the judges felt made the yacht's original styling by Espinoino even more elegant, which is a rather nice outcome from a rebuild.
Yes, and inside, the yacht has been reimagined to just feel more home-like. So there's an updated layout and features that are really designed for long-term comfort and just, you know, doing everything to kind of evoke that closer connection to the sea. And sustainable materials used throughout the interior was also a priority for the owners.
Lovely. Okay, let's keep moving.
Well, let me tell you real quick about an interesting thing in this category. This was such a contested category that they've actually pulled out not only a special award, but a judge's commendation. This is really, really rare. So when the judges deem that there's something worthy about a yacht that really goes above and beyond, they can give a special award. And that recipient also receives the coveted Neptune Trophy. And then for other yachts that are notable as well, but maybe not quite as deserving as a special award, but still deserving of recognition, they will receive a judge's commendation. And this year, the beautiful trophies for that were made by Lasvit, who created these gorgeous glass sculptures. So just real quick, our judge's special award in this category went to Seawolf, which saw a huge refit at Pendennis. It was a big job, and the judges deemed it was done extremely well. And the judge's commendation went to a boat called Ursus, which was originally built by Aseco Yachts with design inside and out and naval architecture by Mulder Design. Now, Bulk had the refit, and they basically rebuilt the yacht, extending it by 6 meters to create an entirely new yacht, which the judges were quite taken by.
Okay, thank you, Risa, for the rebuilt yacht category there. Let's move on to sailing yachts now. And the first category in sailing yachts is 30 metres to 39.9 metres. Risa, could you tell us the winner in this category?
This winner was Be Cool, a 38.98 metre from Nodder Swan with naval architecture by German Frères, exterior design by Micheletti and Partners, and interior design by Misa Poggi. This was a very close class to judge. I remember the judges hotly debating, but in the end, it was the first Nodder Swan 128, so the first of this new series, Be Cool, that just edged out the competition, thanks in part to her impressive rig, hull design, and subsequent really good performance.
Excellent. Thank you, Risa. I'm moving on to sailing yachts 40 metres and above. Could you read out that winner, please?
Yes. For 40 metres and above, the winner was Aquarius, a 65 metre from Royal Houseman, with naval architecture and exterior design from Dijkstra Naval Architects and interior design from Mark Whiteley Design. The judges called this one a wolf in sheep's clothing. They really described her as this unbelievably beautiful yacht who looks quite classic, but that classic exterior belies her exceptionally impressive performance. And even though she is really more of a cruising yacht in the end rather than a full thoroughbred racer, performance has been prioritized in the sense that they decided to make the mast as tall as it needed to be for performance. So it's not Panamax. She can't fit through the Panama Canal. But that was purposeful because they wanted her to be a really strong performer.
Excellent. Thank you, Risa. So as in the previous category, the judges in this case felt it was correct to give a special award in this category. Risa, can you tell us who they awarded that to?
Yes, the judges' special award among the largest sailing yachts went to Katana, a 60-meter built by Prini Navi / the Italian Sea Group, and naval architecture and exterior design came from them as well, with interior design from Remy Tessier. And you visited this one at Monaco, didn't you?
Yeah, I mean, she's one of those boats where the photography, I mean, which was very beautiful, but the photography doesn't really do her justice. You need to go on board and see the precision of the design and the execution, the purity of the lines, the clever lighting, the hidden elements. It's really an exceptional yacht and it works so beautifully together.
I would say the judges agreed with that completely, Caroline. They were really taken by the interior of this yacht specifically. One judge said it was the most beautiful sailing yacht interior they'd ever seen. And basically she was awarded this because of these interiors that seemed to literally float from the walls, as one judge said.
Yeah, completely understand that. So moving on now to semi-displacement or planing motor yachts, 30 metres to 34.9 metres. Risa, could you give us the winner in this category?
Sure. The winner here was the 34.37 meter Mirage from Riva, part of the Ferretti Group. Naval architecture came from Ferretti Group Engineering Department. Exterior design and interior design came from longtime Ferretti Group collaborators, Officina Italiana Design. This silver speedster is from Riva's 112 Dolce Vita Super New Series, and it impressed the judges for her excellent build quality, technical advancements, and punchy performance. In terms of that, those technical advancements, sound dampening was a focus, for instance, and there were just a lot of little things to kind of take the Riva Super Yacht brand and put it up to another level, and I think that got the judges' attention.
Fantastic. Okay. Moving on to semi-displacement or planing motor yachts, 35 to 39.9 meters. Who was the winner, please, Risa?
The winner in this category was Angiola, a 36.9 meter from Maior Yachts. The exterior design was from Quattro Style and the interior design was from A-Cube Design. The judges were really taken with this yacht as the first hull in the builder's 36 Exumas series. They liked the asymmetric design, which delivers more living space than a comparably sized yacht. So that was something that really struck them. They also just thought the layout in general was really clever, really good use of space and a good tie-in between indoor and outdoor areas. And one judge noticed that it's a great Florida boat because it can just get you over to the Bahamas really quickly. And it has a nice shallow draft for that kind of shallow water cruising as well.
Sounds excellent. Okay. And in this category, the judges also awarded a commendation. Could you tell us who that was for?
Yes, the commendation went to Lalabay, which is a 35.31 meter from Van der Valk Shipyard in the Netherlands with naval architecture from Diana Yacht Design and Ginton Naval Architects, and exterior design and interior design by Guido de Groot Design. She was a standout in her class for her high quality build, excellent range, and lovely interior. Also noteworthy, she won every award she was entered in during the Boat Design Awards. So she was really a favorite among judges of both of our biggest awards.
Yeah, she is really cleaning up. Okay, moving on to semi-displacement or planing motor yachts 40 meters and above. Who was the winner, please, Risa?
The winner here was Orion, 49.8 meters from Heesen Yachts, and that had naval architecture by Van Oosnen Naval Architects and Heesen Yachts, and exterior design from Omega Architects and interior design from Cristiano Gatto Design. I think what it came down to with this one was just the Heesen quality really stood out. One of the judges said the quality is beyond reproach, their exact words. And they really were impressed with the yacht's serious engineering as well as her eye-catching exterior and interior design.
Thank you, Risa. So moving on now to displacement motor yachts, 499 gross tons and below, 30 meters to 39.9 meters. Risa, who is the winner, please?
The winner here was Hayes Squared. And this was built by Cantier Del Marque, the naval architect, and exterior design was Hydrotech, while the interior came from Lawson Robb. Hayes Square stood out as a robust explorer that blends comfort and long-range performance with a wonderfully contemporary interior, and she was really built for long-distance cruising, and that was key to the owner's vision. He wanted an explorer yacht that was genuinely robust, autonomous, and comfortable.
That is a yard doing some serious business at the moment, Cantieri Del Marche.
Yeah.
Right, now moving on to displacement motor yachts, 499 GT and below, 40 meters to 44.9 meters. The winner is, please, Risa?
The winner is Andala, 40.9 meters from Baglietto. Baglietto also did the naval architecture, and the exterior design came from Stefano Vafiatis, while the interior design came from Cassetta Yacht Interiors. She was the only aluminium. I know, I've been here over a decade, I should know better. She was the only aluminium yacht in this category. And that alone was, you know, something interesting. But she stood out to the judges just because she had a really great looking exterior design and they loved the fully custom interior. They just thought that this was a boat that really showcased functionality, and they liked that the layout was rearranged for this owner to move the main seating area forward to the main deck saloon, and there were just different things that could make it really flexible. So they thought it was a yacht that was really deserving of this award.
Thank you, Reset. So moving on now to displacement motor yachts 499 GT and below, 45 metres to 49.9 metres. Who is the winner, please, Risa?
The winner here was RJ, 46.71 metres. Another win for Cantieri del Marche. The naval architecture came from Pierluigi Ausonio Naval Architecture. Exterior design from Francesco Pascoschi Design. And the interior design was from Achille Savani. Now, this is another one you got to go on as well, right?
Yeah, at Monaco, she was a real star. She has this fantastical curving interior that's actually a showcase really for her owner's art collection, but she's a real stunner.
I mean, I think when we did the feature in the magazine, we described it as Wonderland, and the author kind of described it as going of that piece of going down the rabbit hole, because you go on and, as you say, it's quite fantastical, and it just seems like light fixtures are growing out of the furniture, and there's just such unique pieces that you would never see on a normal yacht interior. And I think that's what the judges really noticed. One judge said, "I simply loved this boat," and the praise was pretty unanimous from the other judges as well. They of course noted RJ's hardy build, because she is still an explorer from Cantieri del Marche, but it was really that art inspired and creative interior that won the judges over.
Brilliant. Okay, thanks, Risa. So moving on now to displacement motor yachts 499 gross tons and below, 50 meters and above. Who is the winner, please?
This is the second win of the night for Baglietto. The winner was Awandra, a 52-meter. She has naval architecture from Baglietto, exterior design from Francesco Pascoschi Design, and the interior design came from Francesco Pascoschi Design in collaboration with Margherita Casprini. This was, again, a really close category that had the judges debating, and Awandra just turned out that she pulled ahead because she wowed the judges with the stylish design. Really, the design was crafted with a focus on family, sport, and outdoor living. And the yacht reflects the owner's vision of a contemporary yet welcoming space. So I think that they were really impressed with what the yacht was able to do to really meet that owner's brief.
Thank you. Okay, so displacement motor yachts, 500 gross tons to 1,499 gross tons. The winner, please, Risa.
The winner here was Lady Este, a 67-meter from Benetti. Naval architecture came from Pierluigi Ausonio Naval Architecture and Benetti. And the exterior design was by RWD, with an interior by Sino Yacht Architecture and Design. This was the second in Benetti's Be Now 67-meter series, but the first that's been made public. And Lady Este just showcased a highly personalized interior. What the judges said was, what they were able to do within a semi-custom mold is really impressive. So I think that they were able to make this yacht stand out so much from the first, and just really going above and beyond to customize in a series yacht in general is what won her the highest praise from the judges.
Wonderful. And we should be able to read a feature about that boat in the July issue of Boats International, I believe.
Yeah, exactly. So we can look forward to that and to finally seeing inside.
Exactly. Okay, so displacement motor yachts, 1,500 gross tons to 2,499 gross tons. Risa, the winner, please.
The winner here was Valor, 79.5 meters from FedShip. The naval architecture came from FedShip Devoot Naval Architects, and the exterior design came from Studio Devoot, and the interior design came from Bannenberg and Raoul Design. This was another really hotly contested class, but the judges praised Valor for a design that prioritizes functionality, capability, and longevity, with every decision driven really by a purpose from her highly hands-on owner. And of course, if you saw this yacht in Monaco, you couldn't miss her. Such an unusual exterior. What did you think? Did you get to go on board? I can't remember.
No, I didn't. And I didn't have time in the end, but she had this, I mean, I remember walking past her many, many times in this almost sort of, I don't know, faintly military looking back.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Flank. I don't know. She was beautiful.
She has a dreadnought bow, and it has a number on it. It has that military look that was quite specific. And the interior actually was described by the owner as a World War II battleship with a modern yacht twist. So cool. I think that sums her up pretty well. So anyone who sees her will recognize her immediately that that's Valor. She doesn't look like any other boat.
Wonderful. So in this category, once again, the judges felt it was fitting to award a commendation. So who did that commendation go to, Risa?
That commendation went to Pangaea, an 80 meter by Damen Yachting, with naval architecture by Damen Yachting, exterior design by Espinoño International, and interior design by Sino. So this one, they really just thought it was an exceptional design. It was the first hull in the Amel's 80 series, which they thought was worthy of recognition. And they, again, I think what came down to for a lot of the judges this year is just the high level of personalization in this yacht, and so many that won. It really came down to that. How were these yachts that, you know, might be a series boat, might be semi-custom, how could they really be personalized to the owner? And the ones that were seemed to win out among the others, or in this case, were worthy of a judge's commendation at least.
Fantastic. Thank you. So moving on now to displacement motor yachts, 2,500 gross tons and above. And Risa, there's a bit of explanation necessary at this point, I believe.
Indeed. So in a class showcasing the biggest yachts of the year, there was actually one yacht that stood out among the rest for her sheer size and scope. She was so much bigger than the others. And basically the rules of the award state that when a yacht is significantly larger than the others in its own category, the judges are able, if they elect to elevate it into a class of one. But of course, that can't just be because she's the biggest. She also has to be the best and be worthy of an award. And the judges will use their expertise to determine whether this lone yacht is exceptional enough to deserve a Neptune. In this case, they were unanimous that one yacht was indeed in a class of its own and worthy of recognition. So they created a new category, displacement motor yachts 5,000 gross tons and above. And this went to Breakthrough, 118.8 meter from FedShip, with naval architecture from FedShip De Voot Naval Architects, exterior and interior design by RWD. And you know a lot about this boat too, don't you?
Well, yeah, I feel like my brain isn't big enough to fully understand this boat, but she's a rocket-fueled super yacht, basically. And she was created to genuinely move the conversation about fuel cells forward. So she's an interesting concept. She's an interesting boat. And she's extraordinary in many ways, not just because of her propulsion, but because of the way that the living spaces are arranged. They've managed to make an absolutely massive boat feel homely. But Risa, what else do you think that the judges had to say about this boat?
Yeah, I would say I would agree with you on that. Breakthrough impressed the judges for many, many reasons, from her stunning exterior design to the general arrangement, which, as you say, artfully separates owner, guest, and crew circulation. So despite the enormous scale of this boat, if she can still feel quite intimate, and there is a separation that the owners could be on board and be as separate as they like. And of course, goes without saying, her boundary-pushing hydrogen propulsion system, which is an industry first, and it just moves that conversation forward about fuel cells and just about different options for powering yachts going forward. So then we have to kind of go back to the other new category that was created here in order to give Breakthrough her flowers, and that was displacement motor yachts 2500 GT to 4,999 GT. And then going back to the category that Breakthrough was removed from, that was then renamed Displacement Motor Yachts 2,500 GT to 4,999 GT. And looking at those boats without Breakthrough among them was a more fair way to judge them. And the winner then came out to be Pi, a 100 meter from FedShip. This was a big night for FedShip. They've had three new yachts awarded and also an award for the refit of Solis. So big night for them. Pi was, as I said, built by FedShip, naval architecture by FedShip De Voot Naval Architects. Exterior design came from Jarkko Jamson/Aven, and interior design from Liagre. So this was really impressed the judges with her hull design and exterior design and exterior styling. One judge described her exterior as a work of art. And if you see if you see the way the bow is crafted, it's absolutely stunning.
Yeah, she looks like a sculpture. She does. Incredible.
Absolutely incredible. And now our judges were able to see pictures of the interior as part of the judging process, but we weren't able to show any of these at the awards or in our online coverage. It's very private. But what we can say is this Le Hagre interior has very cool, wood-filled, slightly masculine feel to it, and definitely a worthy winner.
Excellent. Okay, thank you, Issa.
So before we announce the Motor Yacht and Sailing Yacht of the Year, we have a few other awards that are really important, even though they're not about the yacht specifically, but more about the people and places behind some of these yachts. So who won the Voyagers Award this year, Caroline?
So this year, the winner was the 43.9-meter Dolce, which undertook a remarkable voyage spanning more than 40,000 nautical miles in a circumnavigation. The journey wasn't just about covering vast distances, but also about exploring some of the most remote and untouched corners of the planet, showcasing a true spirit of adventure. So a worthy winner in that category, I think.
Yes, definitely. I mean, this was a huge circumnavigation. And the voyage took her from the bustling cities of Singapore and Thailand to the pristine reefs of the Seychelles. In French Polynesia, the owners learned navigation by the stars. And they even went ashore in certain areas into the heart of Africa. And in Uganda and Rwanda, they experienced the awe-inspiring presence of silverback gorillas in their natural habitat. And it just really was an all-encompassing trip around the world. Upon returning home, Dolce's owners reflected on how the voyage transformed their perspective. And having seen the farthest reaches of the earth, they now appreciate the beauty of these familiar landscapes with fresh eyes. And they really wanted to highlight this connection to nature and use this journey to inspire others to explore and protect the world's most precious environments.
Oh, how wonderful. Oh, that's lovely. Okay, now moving along to the Legacy Award. The winner this year, Risa, would you like to tell us about this person?
Sure. The winner was Go Chang Liang. He was awarded posthumously. Unfortunately, he passed away last year, but the judges still thought that it was really important to recognize his contributions to yachting, which is exactly what the Legacy Award is designed to do. It highlights owners that have made a huge impact on yachting, pushed things forward, taken risks where others have not. And that would definitely describe Go Chang Liang. He is famed for his White Rabbit series of yachts, which, interestingly enough, we had Hank DeVries comment on the video that was shown at the awards for Go Chang Liang. And he said that the reason that the White Rabbit name came to be was because the year that he originally came to FedShip to build his first yacht was the year of the rabbit. He had two monohulls built at FedShip. One was by Winch Design. And then he transitioned into building some pretty groundbreaking multi-hulls built by Echo Yachts in Australia, with design for some of those coming from Sam Sergiovanni and 123 Naval Architects. And the thing that it really is was his legacy was just this bold embrace of multi-hull superyacht. Now we think about multi-hulls as becoming quite popular in the superyachting world and getting bigger and bigger, but at the time that he was building these, it was virtually unheard of. You know, in the early 2000s, he was commissioning a 36-meter Power Cat, and then that went up to a 61.4-meter Trimaran. He really pushed the envelope with what a yacht could do, and it's not over yet. His family is still building some yachts. There's the ongoing construction of a 57-meter sailing catamaran that's scheduled for completion in 2027 or 2028, for instance. So this legacy is not over. And even though he has passed away, it lives on and hopefully will inspire yacht owners and designers for many years to come.
Thank you, Risa. Now moving on to the two biggest categories of the awards. Risa, can you tell us a little bit about Sailing Yacht of the Year and Motor Yacht of the Year?
Yes. So the way these are chosen is looking at all of the winners in all of the categories. Among the sailing yacht winners, there were two. There was Be Cool and Aquarius. The winner came out to be Aquarius, 65 meter from Royal Houseman. And she was rightfully awarded Sailing Yacht of the Year, recognizing her exceptional design, engineering, and craftsmanship, not to mention her precise naval architecture. She represents a significant evolution from her predecessor, which was a 56-meter yacht of the same name. And while the earlier vessel was celebrated for its elegance and performance as well, the owners really sought to create a larger, more powerful yacht to accommodate their growing family and enhance onboard functionality. So the result, the judges felt, really exceeded these goals and combined timeless aesthetics with cutting edge performance. So it was a shoo-in for Sailing Yacht of the Year.
Wonderful. And then moving on to Motor Yacht of the Year, who is the winner there?
It will likely come as no surprise that the Motor Yacht of the Year went to Breakthrough. This 118.8 meter from FedShip really just stood out for its unparalleled contributions to innovation, sustainability, and design. She's also the largest superyacht ever constructed in the Netherlands with a volume of 7,247 gross tons. So this is just a yacht that the judges felt didn't win just because she was the biggest, but because she challenges conventions and sets new benchmarks for what's possible in the industry.
Very well deserved. Thank you, Risa. So I think that is about all we have time for today. Thank you, Risa, for joining me.
Thank you so much for having me, and my apologies to any of the yards or designers who, of course, I know very well, but might not be able to always pronounce their names correctly.
You did brilliantly, Risa. Thank you. And thank you, listeners, for tuning into our special World Superyacht Award Winners podcast. This has been a Boat International Media production. Don't forget to like and subscribe, and we'll see you next time.